How very good it is to see you all. I want to express my thanks to the friends of this church for so kindly asking me to take part in this celebration. But I also want to thank the rector for so kindly allowing me to use his pulpit. You know, we knew each other a long time ago on Canary Wharf in East London. And it was to my great pleasure, if not to his. He's the third rector under whom I have preached in this church. And I was going to say, I hope he'll be the last. A short prayer. Heavenly Father, speak to us now through your holy word. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Whoever chose this reading from Psalm 89 knew what they were doing. For in this chapter of God's messages to us, there is summed up so much of what life is really about. In fact, we are shown life as it is, warts and all, with all its frustrations and sorrows, as well as those joys which we so often miss and fail to see. If you're anything like me, some later verses from 46 to 47 put in a nutshell exactly how I often feel. Listen. How long, O Lord? Will you hide yourself forever? Remember how fleeting my life is. For what futility you have created all people. In other words, sometimes the Lord seems to be a long way off. And my life seems to be pointless and such a drag. Now, of course, we don't feel like that all the time. And there are moments in life which are sublime and a great delight. But most of us go through the darkest depths when we feel a million miles away from God and when life seems hardly worth living. And there are some of us who go through long periods in our lives when all is black. Some friends of mine, for example, have had these extreme experiences on the death of a partner, or in the loss of a son or a daughter, or when gripped by a particularly terrifying illness. So it is that even though we are genuinely born again Christians, we feel, how long, O Lord? Will you hide yourself forever? Again, we may cry out to our Lord and our God, our eternal friend, something like verse 49. Lord, where is your former great love? I wonder whether what I've been trying to describe rings bells for some of us in this congregation. I expect it does. Because the Lord does not take us through life on cloud nine. You and I are real human beings, made in the image of our dear Lord, and called, like our own Jesus, to go through sadnesses and pain and desolation, to be real human beings in this world. And this world, as well as being a glorious summer's day, can also be a time when there is thunder overhead and our work or our family life or a thousand things in this existence are against us. And it is at times like this that we need to remember that we are called to be saints, and that the good Lord is fashioning us, even me, even you, to become like him. To become not just ordinary mortals, but in some small measure, like his own beloved son, Jesus. And in the real hurly-burly of life, to be people who are holy. Now what about that? That's what you're for. That's what I'm for. Isn't that amazing? And so it is that if we can accept the truth of all this, we discover what the old hymn calls, O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I chase the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain. That morn shall tearless be. And that's why so much of this psalm is full of joy and delight. Both the section about David, 19 to 37, and the longer part, which is about you and about me. It's extraordinary that in this psalm, there is a word that turns up 7 times. I can't count, can I? And that word is a description of our God. It is faithfulness. Faithfulness. For our God is trustworthy. He's always there. He will never leave us nor forsake us, even though we are in the shadow of death. He is our dearest friend. He is our everlasting companion. And even though we may not feel him present, he's always there, right beside us. When you're going through a rough time on Monday at work, or perhaps you're a bit lonely on Monday morning, or whatever it may be, and you feel that he's a million miles away, remember that he has promised. He's promised you he'll be right with you at that bench or that office or wherever you may be. And so it is that we read in verse 1, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. And in verse 8, O Lord, who is like you? And in verse 26, you are my rock and my salvation. And in verse 52, praise to the Lord forever. But there was one thing more to notice. Oh, my friends, we are called, you and I, to learn to walk with the Lord God day by day. And that means serious times of prayer every single day to get to know our eternal friend better. It means often turning to him in distress as well as in joy. When you go into work tomorrow morning and you can hardly face it, a quick prayer to him, Lord, come with me and do not leave me. It means walking with the Lord every day of our life on earth. Verse 15. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Oh, my dear friends, let us learn, you and I, to walk through life very close to our beloved Lord, who loves each one of you so very much, so very, very much, so richly, so tenderly. Always, he loves you that much. And in the joys and in the times of darkness, let us gradually learn that he is with us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And let us share that tremendous fact with other people. Verse 1. I will make your faithfulness known throughout all the generations. Faithfulness. Our God. Your God. Amen.